And if we repeat that, what is our fault? Kya ji, Chaturbhuj, usme hamara dosh kya hai? We say, Krishna says that he is a rascal who does not surrender. Krishna has chastised in so many places. Tanahang disata kuran kipami ajasandaja. Those who are envious like that, I put them in the darkest region of hellish condition. Krishna says like that. Another place he says, abhijananti magamura. A person who is rascal, he considers me as ordinary human being.
To surrender.
Thank you.
And you said that prostrating yourself.
Very good.
And I've come to ask your grace, because I cannot make spiritual progress without the grace of the spiritual master.
Thank you. You'll make progress. Your attitude is very nice. This is the asset.
My next question is,
our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Trinadupi Sunichena Tarorupi Sahishnuna Omanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada. You are feeling uncomfortable. You can give him some seat. It's not a custom.
Thank you. I can
sit. Our present conditional life is rebellious. We have rebelled against the authority of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. It is a very simple thing. Just like a person, a citizen, if he becomes rebellious, then he is arrested and put into custody, and his life becomes conditioned. He has no freedom. Similarly, as soon as we are rebellious to the authority of the Supreme Lord, we are captured by Maya. That is also an energy of Krishna. And it become conditioned. So this is our position. So in this conditional life, we can never be happy. That's the fact. So we have to transcend this conditional life and again become engaged in our constitutional position. And this is Krishna consciousness. Now our consciousness is polluted. We are thinking different way, just like a madman thinks that sometimes he says, I am the king. He stands sometimes in the midst of the road, stop, I order you. Does it not? Madman. Nobody cares for him. But he says things like that. Similarly, under the spell of this illusory energy, we are thinking differently. Somebody, I'm thinking I'm Indian. You are thinking Englishman. He's thinking American. I'm thinking I'm proprietor of this. I'm thinking I'm the master of this. So many ways. These things are all madman's proposals. So, this madness can go when we actually surrender to Krishna. Then we can understand things as they are. So we are training our students in that way. If anyone is serious, then he can make his life successful, even during this span of life. So I am very glad that you have got this attitude. So it is a very simple thing. There is a Bengali verse. Pishachi paile jano motichhanna hoy, mayagrasta jiver sei dasha upojoy. Just like a person ghostly haunted, he speaks so many nonsense. After somebody is declaring, I am God. First of all, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that, I want to become this, I want to become this. And when he is frustrated with everything, then he says, I am God. And that is also another illusion. How you can become God? So insanity. Krishna consciousness means sanity. That's all. So to come to that position of sanity, Lord Chaitanya has given us a very simple method. Chant Hare Krishna. Listen. If anyone sincerely chants without any offense, then his life is successful. So, what is your name?
Ian Paulson.
Paulson?
Yes.
So you can talk with Mr. Paulson and give him instruction.
Thank you, Your Grace. Before I go, Your Grace, I'm employed in government service. Is it your wish that I resign?
No. We don't say that. The thing is that you serve Krishna. Our predecessors, the acharyas, they are also government servants. But they resigned when they decided to preach this cult. If you have desire to preach this cult, then that is different. Otherwise, as a gentleman, you can remain in your position, chant Hare Krishna mantra, follow the rules and regulations, that will happen.
Your Grace, how many times do you recommend that I chant on my beads? How many rounds?
We recommend minimum 16 rounds.
Every time.
Otherwise, you can chant 24 hours. Minimum 16.
And is it true that if I follow the regular principles, the four, yes, that I will be able to chant without offense?
Yes, you can. But you are married? No.
No.
No family, ma'am.
No.
So, best thing would have been to live with us and work and give contribution as much as possible for running on this missionary work. But the thing is that we have no place to.
We haven't got a very nice place.
Otherwise, I would have asked you to live with us and work.
We're trying to get a nice place with bigger facilities. Yeah, they're sleeping in the hallways, practically.
You have got your own apartment.
I've just transferred down from Edinburgh. on Friday for the first time, so I have not found a place yet. I'm staying in a hotel for the time being.
Sri Prabhupada, he used to be a shepherd in France. He used to be a shepherd 3 years ago. He lived as a shepherd for some years. And he was with a Muslim man who was telling him about Satchitananda, explaining to him about the philosophy of Satchitananda, about the soul and the spirit. So Ian explained this when I first met him. He said, I may appear to you that I'm a businessman, but also I've been living as a shepherd.
So you can read our teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Yes, I have.
You have what?
Chaitanya's teachings.
Yeah.
I have
Nectar of Devotion, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, yes. Bhagavad Gita as it is.
I have Bhagavad Gita.
In this way, study seriously these books.
May I speak, Your Grace? There is a magazine called Studies in Comparative Religion, which is published in this country, which I feel...
That will not help.
No, but the reason why I mention it is that I think it is a magazine that Your Grace might contribute to propagate Krishna consciousness, because it's based on three principles. The principles of a traditional religion, the principles of spiritual guidance from a spiritual master, and the invocation of the name of God. And there's a great similarity there. And I think that the few people who read that magazine could be reached through the magazine.
What is the name?
It is called Studies in Comparative Religion. And I could leave the... I have no interest in this magazine except that I subscribe to it.
The comparative religion, from our point of view, that there cannot be many religions. Cannot be many religions. Religion means, we define religion as the law given by God. So, we understand from Bhagavad Gita that God says, Krishna says, that manmana bhava madbhakta madjajimag namaskar. Always think of me, become my devotee, offer your obeisances unto me. So, any religion who has no conception of God, how he can think of God? If I think of something, that something must be known to me. Otherwise, how can I think of? If I imagine something, that is not God. My imagination of God is... God is not a thing to be imagined by me. He is a concrete thing. So therefore, according to our philosophy, any so-called religion which has no conception of God, that is not religion. That is simply mental speculation. Because we accept religion means the law given by God. But if you do not know what is God, what is His law, then where is religion? Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that all types of pseudo-religion is rejected. You can ask any religious man, what is your conception of God? He cannot give any clear answer. So far we are concerned, we can immediately give conception of God, His name, His address, everything. And that is the difference. Therefore, strictly speaking, we do not accept any system of religion as bona fide. They are all rejected. And that is not religion. They do not know what is God. What is their religion? Strictly speaking, that is not religion. But if we speak publicly, they will be angry. So this comparative study of religion, we don't believe in it. But because there is no religion. But where is the scope of comparative study?
Nothing can compare.
There is no religion. Strictly speaking, simply some dogmas, maybe some moral principles. That is another thing. But the moral principle, we have to transcend. We don't say they don't follow moral principles. But even they do not follow the moral principles. Then what is the, where is the religion? Just like Christian religion, it is said that thou shalt not kill. And everyone is killing. So nobody is. Actually, religion means conception of God and the words of God, following the word. Just like a good citizen means he knows what is the government and what is the law of government, he is following. Similarly, religious person means he must know what is God and what is the words, what are the words of God. So our principle is that we follow the words of God. God says, now God says that always think of me. Then who can object to this? If he's seriously about religion, why one should not think of God always? God says that you think of me. But if you have no idea of God, how will you think of it? We have got God, Krishna, here. We can think of His form. We are busy in His service. We are not only thinking, we are trying to become His devotee. We are serving, trying to serve Him, rising early in the morning, offering Mangalaratri, then prayers, then reading His message, trying to apply in our life as far as possible. We are not perfect, but we are trying to follow the instruction of God. This is our life. Manvana bhavamad bhakta manjaji mag namaskuru. So, we have studied that magazine. Can you give me any idea? What do you think about religion? What is religion?
Religion to me means more now that I've come into contact with Krishna consciousness than it did before. It means self-realization. It means realization of my relationship with the Supreme.
Yeah.
It is to understand that and to realize it to the limit of my intelligence.
So, first of all, you have to realize what you are. Then you can understand what is your relationship with God. And according to the relationship with God, when you act, that is it. That is it.
And one needs guidance.
Yes. Yes. First of all, we have to know ourselves. To know ourselves means selfless. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. Then what is this spirit soul? Naturally, part and parcel of God. Therefore, as spirit soul, my duty is to serve God. That is it. Plain. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. It is serving me. That is healthy condition. If there is any pain, this finger cannot scratch. Oh, I am feeling pain. And that is irreligion. So long the part and parcel of my body, the finger, cannot serve me, it is not normal condition. So every living being is part and parcel of God. So long he is unable to serve God, that is his material condition. And as soon as he is engaged actually in the service of God, that is his real liberated position. Same example, if the finger is diseased, it cannot serve. But when it is serving, that is his healthy condition. Similarly, we living entities, we are part and parcel of God. When you are not engaged in the service of the Lord or God, everyone is engaged to some service. Somebody is serving his family, somebody is serving himself, somebody is serving his government, somebody is serving so many things, and somebody is serving even cats and dogs. So these are all mad conditions. So when he turns to God, service he must give. Nobody can say, I am not serving anybody. And that is not possible. He must be serving somebody. Just like you are serving government. He is serving some office. Because service is our nature. So we are not happy because the service is misplaced. When the service is rightly placed, then it is our normal condition. Therefore, Krishna says that you surrender unto me, that is real liberated condition. So, our mission is serving God in this way, that people are suffering on account of their godless life. So we are making propaganda, yeah, serve God, there will be help. So we know why he is suffering. The same example, the finger in diseased condition cannot serve you. It has to be treated. When there is some pain, suppose the nail, so I apply some medicine, cure it, so that it can serve. So the whole world is suffering because he is not fit to serve God. So if he becomes fit to serve God, then all the suffering is gone. The same example again. When the finger is fit to serve, that means it has no disease. And so long it is disease, there is pain, it cannot serve.
It suffers.
Huh?
It suffers.
It is suffering. It, when it is not serving, that means suffering. And when it is serving, and there is no suffering. Two things. There cannot be three things. This is very scientific. It is not imagination. The finger is not serving me, means it is disease. It is suffering. So they are not accepting this process. We say that you are suffering because you are not serving God. You serve God, your suffering will go on. Do you think our philosophy is all right or not?
Accept.
I think he's been also well educated. He understands the truth. Mm.
Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sagunan samati tayetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. As soon as we are engaged in the service of the Lord, we are in heavenly condition. There is no suffering. Just like these boys, they did not know Krishna, what is Krishna, 2 years or 3 years ago. But since they have been engaged in the service, they are feeling very nice, healthy. And everyone is asking me, why so many young men are attracted by this movement? they think it is movement, you know. They have taken the real occupation, serving Krishna, therefore they are so pleased. When one is normally situated, naturally he feels happy. When he is healthy, in disease condition he cannot be happy. When the disease is gone, in healthy condition, naturally he will be happy. You must get free from your disease condition. That should be the aim. It is not the way of life. You must get free yourself from the disease condition. That is not a way of life. That is a must. If you want to be free from disease condition, you must treat yourself properly. The treating is, treatment is to surrender unto God and take to His service. This is simple. You are suffering, that's a fact, everyone knows. Anyone who has got this material body is suffering. Nobody can say, no, I am not suffering. Is there anybody? The body is meant for suffering, this material body. But because they do not approach the real physician, they think that they have got a material body, and their material body means there are senses. The sense gratification will give him satisfaction. Therefore, he is simply after sense gratification. Yes. That is not treatment. That is still more complication.
Aggravates the disease.
Yes, sir. People after sense gratification. A diseased man who cannot digest, if he thinks that I shall eat this, I shall eat that, I shall eat that, but actually you cannot digest. Eating this or that, how it will help you? If you have lost your digesting power, then if you chain, I shall eat this, I shall eat that, that will not help you. So, the modern civilized man, he has lost the point. How he can be happy? He's simply changing the program of sense gratification. Therefore,
becoming more and more desperate.
Yes, but he has no other idea. Just like here in this material world, the highest pleasure is sex life. So they are changing different types of sex life also. But we have no objection. We want to see that you are a lover of God. God is what? God is neither Hindu nor Muslim nor Christian. So we want to see that you love God. That is our mission. You are forgetting. Do you understand little Bengali? Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare pasete maya tare japotiya dhare. After forgetting Krishna, one wants to lord it over the material nature, but he becomes especially in the Western world, everywhere, attraction, sex life, mimiskar, so that the other party may be attracted. So many means and ways, they want to avoid the after result of sex life, contraceptive. The center is sex life. They are giving up everything, the hippies, but sex is there. That they cannot give up. So called giving up, but they cannot give the real central point. So, this is Maya. He is captured by this one idea. Maithun, Jal Maithunadi Giyamayi Sukham Mithuksham. Everyone is attracted by this sex love. And they are trying to use the sex life in different way. Tippante neha kripana bahudukkabhaj. They are becoming diseased in so many ways. Sex life, indulgence of sex life means you will become diseased. So many diseases. That is a medical fact. So this movement is very scientific movement, authorized. Anyone who will take to it seriously, surely will be cured of this material disease and be happy.
Do Your Grace, you said I needn't give up my job, but may I look forward to the time when
you
I
come.
May give up my job?
Morning, evening, you come. As far as possible, associate with us.
Yes.
And try to give some service.
Yes.
Suppose you are getting some money, we have no money. If you try to serve, that is not. Sevan Mukhi Jivado, Swamiva Spurata. This line is service. The more you render service, more you become enlightened. If you simply philosophize, theorize, you'll get no benefit. You must render service.
May I join the kirtan in the streets over the weekend?
Yes, whenever you get opportunity, kirtan, yeah, very nice.
Dressed as I am?
Hmm?
Dressed as I
Why
am?
Why not? Yeah, dress is not very essential.
There is another question, Your Grace. I wear leather shoes and I know they come from animals which have been slaughtered for this. Should I stop wearing leather shoes?
Well, that also you can continue. That is not... Just like we are using so many things made of skin. But as far as possible, you have white. There are many shoes without skin. Nowadays, they are available. First of all, try to understand the philosophy. It is very nice attitude that you are. What salary you are getting? Government salary?
I've just been promoted. I've just been promoted to deal with value-added tax, and I will go up from £1,400 a year to £1,700 or £1,800 a year. I'm not sure of my new salary because I'm starting on Monday.
Mm. That means our £150 per month.
Less the tax.
Less the tax.
About $4,500
a year. Dollars. Do you deal in percentages?
Anything can be. Which can be engaged in the service of the Lord should not be given. This is our plan. Should not be given. We don't say, oh, money is material, I do not touch, my hand becomes stand up. No. We don't say all this nonsense philosophy. We know the money, Lakshmi, is Krishna's property. So it should be engaged in Krishna's service. Why is it not? Money we should not touch. Money is Krishna. It must be touched and it should be used for Krishna. We don't advocate that pseudo renouncement. What I have got, I shall renounce. Everything belongs to Krishna. Our renouncement means we renounce our personal sense gratification. That's all. That is enough. Materialism means personal sense gratification. And spiritual life means no personal sense gratification. All Krishna's gratification. That's the same. teaching by Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was thinking in terms of personal sense gratification. I shall not fight, or it is not good to kill my kinsman, my brother. That was his personal sense gratification. From ordinary point of view, people will say, oh, how Krishna is, Arjuna is nice. That he's giving up his claim, non-violent. But this philosophy, Krishna immediately kicked out. Kutaste kasmalamidam visame samapastava. Why you are talking nonsense like this? That was his answer. And next he said, asachyananusuchastam prajnavadansa. You are talking just like a very learned man. But you are, this kind of lamentation is not done by any learned man. That means you are fool number one. So after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he agreed to fight. Yes, I shall fight. That is Krishna. Now people will say, oh, fighting, killing is Krishna consciousness. Yes, Krishna wants it. So, therefore, our business is not in the estimation of this material world to become a good man. Our estimation is how Krishna will accept me as good man. That's all. We don't care for this world. There's the gopis. They left their husband, they left their father, went to Krishna. What is this philosophy? They wanted to satisfy Krishna, not their father, brother. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is the highest words. Ramma kachid upasana brajavadhu bharga vija kalpita. There is no greater topmost sample of worship than the gopis did. Because their only purpose was to serve Krishna unalloyed, without being disturbed by any other consideration. That is his purpose. How to serve Krishna? How Krishna will be pleased? So at the present moment, the best service to run for Krishna is that Krishna, when I speak of Krishna, means God, the Supreme Lord. The whole rascal world, they have given up God consciousness. They have become rascal. Therefore, to teach them about Krishna consciousness is the best service at the present. Because the whole world, the so-called politicians, so-called scientists, so-called philosophers, they're all rascals. They've forgotten God. We call them deity. They are all rascals. Mura. Duskitina mura. All sinful, all rascals. Because they have no information of God, Krishna. Ask any scientist, do you know anything about Krishna? What is Krishna? What is God? This is all bogus. They will say that. And he's passing on as great scientist. He's full number one, but he's passing as great scientist. Our Samsundar's daughter, his little daughter, she preaches, do you know Krishna? If somebody says, no, I do not. The Supreme Personality of God. Actually, that is nice preaching.
The the scientist in California.
Mm. Yeah. So many scientists come to us. We say, you are rascal number one. And he agrees. I call him by rascal, fool, demon, and at last he agrees. Yes.
Still, it went away happy.
But this is actual fact. One who does not know about God, what is the value of his knowledge?
What you say about scientists is also true of Western philosophers.
Uh-huh.
Who consider...
That is temporary. Suppose a scientist has discovered this nice land. So I give him credit. But I can do without this lab. It is not very necessary.
Modern surgery, medicine, medical science.
What medical science? Can they stop disease? What is it? If they can stop disease, then I can accept that they know something. What is it?
In India, the doctors, simply by feeling your pulse, they know everything's wrong with you.
No, even that. No physician can stop disease. He can suggest, this is very nice medicine. But my problem is, why shall I become diseased? That is my problem.
They only treat the symptoms, not the cause.
You can give me some medicine, for the time being I am cured, and again I fall disease. Mm-hmm. You cannot stop disease. Suppose you have got a very nice coat. That's all right. But one has got not so nice coat. So what is the difference? Goat means. So this so-called scientific improvement, nice medicine or not nice medicine, what is the difference? I become diseased. You cannot stop disease. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Janamitu Jarabhyadi Dukhu Dushan Darshan. You may think that I have overcome so many distresses. But real distress is birth, death, old age and disease. What you have done for that? Just like your British Empire. You are British?
Yes.
British Empire. When there is British Empire, when they are getting money from all parts of the world, somewhere or other, they constructed so many big buildings. Now that income is not so big, and now it is difficult to maintain it. We can see it practically, that you have got so nice buildings in London, but it is not being properly maintained. You haven't got sufficient means now to maintain them. Therefore it was British Empire was for the time being, that prosperity. Now to keep up your prestige, you are concerned in so many ways. So, anything you do in this material world, that is temporary. So many Roman Empire, Mughal Empire, British Empire, Hitler Empire, they came and gone. But my real problem is that I am eternal. So what I am doing for my eternal life, that is it. Temporarily I may become very rich or poor, it doesn't matter. But people are being taught, oh, you are poor, you become rich. That's right. Just like our India, trying to imitate the Western world. But they do not see that in the Western world, in America, in Europe, why these young boys, they are rejecting this materialistic way of life. These boys have come to me because they have rejected. They don't like. Just like you are coming. Why you are surrendering to me? Because you are not satisfied. So our Indians, they do not see that these men, they have already everything. Why they are rejecting it? All facilities. Because this will not give us real happiness. We are spirit soul. We cannot be happy simply by material opulence. That is not possible. This is Vedic civilization. How people will be happy? They can be happy simply by self-realization, spiritual realization, because he is spirit. Material advancement will never make us happy, that's a fact. And people have not become happy. In India, they say that we neglected this material side, therefore. But actually, that's not a fact. They have lost their own spiritual culture, therefore they are not. Still, whatever little spiritual culture they have got, still they are happier than others. If I make comparative study. In India, still in village, you'll find a man with practically no income, but he has got his happy home, a good wife, a cottage, little grain, but he's happy. Here I see they have no home, no family life. Even ordinary necessities of life means eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, they have no fixed up eating. In America, in the Bowery Street, lying down on the street, drinking. So many. Here also in your country. They are lying, in India they are lying, suppose they are poverty stricken, lying on the street. So why you are lying on the street? When I go to the park, I see someone there. Our philosophy is that there is no necessity of wasting time for economic development. Be satisfied whatever Krishna has given you, that's all right. Be satisfied according to your position. Save time and be Krishna God. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Because your happiness and distress is already fixed up. according to the body you have got it. You cannot change that. Cannot change.
Oh, but I may be wrong. The Lord Krishna has given human being brain, mind.
But misusing.
No, if he uses it properly.
But he does not know. That is, therefore we call this rascal. Why you are calling these scientists, philosophers, politicians rascal? They have got brain, but they are misusing. Therefore, they have been called duskritino. You have got brain. You can utilize it for smuggling, and you can utilize it also how to understand Krishna. The same brain.
For the development of mankind.
The development, if you become miscreants by utilizing your better brain, then what is the use? You are going to hell. This brain has no meaning. Misuse of brain. Brain means to understand Krishna. That is brain.
Yes. To perform his duty.
He does not know what is his duty. He talks of so many big things. Duty. But if I ask, what is your duty? He cannot explain. So these things will not help. Simply,
every man in this world, every being in this world have got a duty, performance, object.
But first of all, say, what is your duty?
To improve soul.
Huh? What is your duty? See, if I ask you, what is your duty? What is your answer?
Lead a good life, develop soul and be honest, sincere to people, and
these are simply words, but you cannot say what is your duty.
To serve Lord Krishna.
So why don't you do that? That is duty, yes.
It's a way of greed.
We are teaching that. It is your duty. This is your duty. Our so-called material duties, as we have done, this is my duty. That is called dharma. But Krishna says, sarva dharman paritarjya. You give up your all nonsense duty. Krishna says, sarva dharman paritarjya.
Give up your duty.
Give up your all nonsense duty. Krishna says. So your first duty is to give up your nonsense duty. That is your first duty. That you have concocted so many duties, but please give up all these ideas. That is your first duty. Everyone has manufactured his duty. Just like in our country, all the leaders, they thought it is my duty. In every other country also, take to politics. But people did not become happy. Rather, they are so unhappy that a great leader like Gandhi was killed. But he thought, I am doing my duty. Why are you scared?
It is inevitable.
Huh?
It was inevitable. Some way or other he has to be.
But inevitable means, that's all right. But as you are speaking of duty, so Gandhi was working his duty. But other men killed him. He thought that you are not doing your duty.
So who is the judge of what is your duty? What I may think is my duty, someone else may think is his duty to stop my duty.
That is going on. So what is the duty?
The duty is to serve Krishna.
Yes, that is the real duty. But people do not know that. They are manufacturing their duty. A big man like Gandhi, he also manufactured his duty. But he does not know what is duty. He never preached Krishna consciousness. Therefore he does not know his duty.
He said that the message of Bhagavad Gita is non-violence.
This one. Opposite. Now, whatever message it is, he was supposed to be a very good scholar of Bhagavad Gita. His photograph is with the Bhagavad Gita. But he did not speak a single word that he became a devotee of Krishna. He talked so many nonsense. All others. The real Bhagavad Gita is Krishna says that you surrender unto me. Nobody says, neither Tilak, Gandhi, this Radha Krishna, this Aurobindo, nobody says that. He is purposefully avoiding his duty. And these rascals are going as dutiful. His duty was to say, Krishna said, if he is actually a student of Bhagavad Gita, here is Krishna saying that you surrender to Krishna. We are doing that duty. We are not speaking something nonsense. We are speaking, here Krishna says, surrender, we surrender to Krishna. That's all. Simple thing. Don't manufacture duty. We are servant of Krishna. Our duty is to save people. Here Krishna says, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta, you become his devotee. You always think of him. You offer him obeisances. Our simple duty.
Yes, that's the way. But
Krishna
maintained long time ago that to love thy creation. We cannot see Krishna straight away, but human beings are medium to love his creation.
You are also talking, Krishna says, you surrender unto me. If I say surrender to Krishna, what is the difficulty?
No difficulty.
Then why you are manufacturing words? Why don't you go in the simple way? Why you are manufacturing in your own way? This is simple thing. Krishna says, surrender to me. You serve Krishna, speak to people, surrender to Krishna. It is simple. Why you are manufacturing words? That is the disease. The Gandhi did like that, Tilak did like that.